Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. The 13th Annual Woodstock Film Festival kicked off on Wednesday night with a screening of David Bromberg, Unsung Players. Before the festival wraps up on Sunday with their closing night film, Casting By, directed by Tom Donahue, they'll have shown 130 films, including 19 world premieres, 6 U.S. premieres, 3 North American premieres, 10 East Coast premieres, and 15 New York premieres. The festival also features often sold-out panels with insider views on different aspects of the art and business of filmmaking. One of the centerpiece films of this year's Woodstock Film Festival is The Sessions, written and directed by Ben Lewin and starring John Hawkes, Helen Hunt, and William H. Macy. The Sessions won the Audience Award and the Special Jury Award at this year's Sundance International Film Festival. The movie is based on the true story of journalist and poet Mark O'Brien, who spent his life in an iron lung as a result of surviving polio as a child. In the film, as in real life, Mark works with his therapist to hire a sex surrogate so he can feel like a full man despite his disabilities. John Hawkes plays Mark, Helen Hunt plays Cheryl, his sex surrogate. The Sessions screens twice at the Woodstock Film Festival, tonight at 9:30 at the Rosendale Theater, and tomorrow at 9:30 at Upstate Films, Woodstock. John Hawkes is also in the film Arcadia, written and directed by Olivia Silver. In Arcadia, John Hawkes plays Tom, father of three children who is moving across the country to pursue a new job opportunity. He's a manic sort of man, and the circumstances around the move are sort of shady and are slowly revealed throughout the film. Arcadia screens as part of the Woodstock Film Festival at 7:30 at the Rosendale Theater on October 13th, and at Upstate Films Woodstock at 2 p.m. on the 14th. John Hawkes was nominated for an Academy Award for his portrayal of Teardrop in the 2009 film Winter's Bone. Recent credits in his more than 25-year career include last year's Martha Marcy May Marlene, Miranda July's 2005 film You, Me, and Everyone We Know, and he plays Robert Latham in Steven Spielberg's upcoming film, Lincoln. He also starred in two HBO series, playing Dustin Powers in Eastbound and Down, and Soul Star on Deadwood. John Hawkes joins us now. John, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
So you have two films at the Woodstock Film Festival, Arcadia and The Sessions, and I'd like to talk a little bit about both, if that's all right with you.
Sure, let's go ahead.
All right, we'll start with Arcadia. It's written and directed by Olivia Silver. You've worked with a lot of female directors in your career, and being a female, a woman, and a director is still pretty rare in Hollywood. Is there something in particular about women directors that appeals to you?
You know, maybe it's because I was raised mainly by my mother, but I feel like my mother taught me a really wonderful thing early on just by her example without ever saying it, and that is that women are hardworking, strong, valuable human beings on the planet, and really, since she taught me that, I've never felt otherwise. I was fortunate to live in Austin, Texas in the 1980s and be part of the post-punk scene, and gender roles seemed to kind of disappear. People were people, and again, I have a lot of respect for women. I realize men and women are different, and both have strengths, but I feel there's an equality between them. That, you know, is an inherent thing, again, that I've learned. So I'm lucky for that, for sure. And everyone's going to have a different take on a story, but oftentimes it's the woman's take that interests me.
In Arcadia, you play the father to three children. You've also worked with young actors a fair amount in your career. Do you like working with children?
I do. You know, I haven't worked with, I guess that, you know, I've gotten into the fatherhood range over the last several years, even though I've been old enough to be one for a long time. I wasn't trusted with roles that had children for quite a while. But, these three young actors, is Kendall Toole as the oldest daughter, and then Ty Simpkins as the youngest son, and his sister Ryan Simpkins in really the lead role. The middle child, we're all really terrific and good improvisers, and there's an energy there. I'm an untrained actor myself. I have no formal training, so some of these kids may have actually more actor training than I. But there's still a piece of them that hasn't lost the surprise in their work, and that's exciting to be around.
Olivia Silver, this is her first feature-length film. Is there a special kind of energy or anything you as a a more veteran in the industry bring to the set when the director is trying their hand at a feature length for the first time?
I'm not really so afraid of the amount of experience or training that they've had, as long as the script, in this case, Olivia had written, which is really always great to work with somebody who's written their own script. But you know, you can tell if someone's a storyteller, I think, by reading what they've written, or if it's a director that's directing someone else's script, by speaking to he or she and getting a sense of the angle they want to take and how they see the story as a whole. So I wasn't nervous about Olivia's, it being her first feature.
The other film that you're in that is at the Woodstock Film Festival is also written and directed by one person. Ben Lewin wrote and directed The Sessions, which, when it started to be spoken a lot about at Sundance this year, was called The Surrogate.
Yes.
Does the title change have any effect on your experience of promoting the film? Is it hard to keep track of that?
I've occasionally said The Surrogate when I meant The Sessions, but there was a movie called Surrogates by a bigger, a big studio, and I think that they felt protective of the name, and it would be bad to confuse the two. They're very different movies, so in a way, I think it was a good thing, because the movie received so much acclaim at Sundance, and Fox Searchlight bought the film, and they're smart people. I think that they realized that it would be best if people kind of lost track of it, rather than them trying to hype the film for 9 months, 10 months. So I think it almost worked to our advantage that we were able to start over with a new title and begin anew to try to get the word out. But it's not something you want to do for 9 months. It's something that you want to wait till a couple months before the film comes out and slowly begin to remind people of this film. And I think Toronto Film Festival, the second showing in North America, was a great thing for that.
I haven't had a chance to see it yet. I'm very excited to get the opportunity as it shows at more festivals and it opens wider. Tell us a little bit. I mean, I have read about it. I'm not coming to you completely ignorant of the story, but
sure.
Tell us a little bit about the story of the movie.
Well, it's difficult to describe to mm-hmm. begin with. it's a description that I don't know would make me set down my book and rush to the theater, but it's based on a real-life guy named mm-hmm. Mark O'Brien, who contracted polio at the age of 6 and spent the majority of his life, or the rest of his life, really in an iron lung from that point forward. Mark is a graduate of the University of California, Berkeley, a degree in journalism, and he was able to live with attendance. Even though he lived in an iron lung, he could be out of the iron lung for 3 or 4 hours at a time. He gets called to do an article on disabled sex, and Mark is a poet also and has a poet's soul, and I think that he wants what nearly every human being wants on the planet, which is to love and be loved. And our story picks up with Mark beginning to wonder, after doing that article, about what his possibilities are as a sexual human being. And to that end, he sees a sex therapist, and it being Berkeley, California in the 80s, she refers him to a sex surrogate, portrayed by Helen Hunt in our movie. And they begin to kind of form a relationship, ultimately. The movie's very funny. It also stars William H. Macy, who plays Mark, my character's priest confessor.
Mm-hmm.
And just a really wonderful cast around it. And it's oddly and surprisingly, as I said, funny and entertaining.
Did you read a lot of Mark's writing in getting ready to portray him for the movie?
I read every word that I could find that Mark had written, including an autobiography called How I Became a Human Being.
And how did you prepare for the physicality of the role, which involves lying down the whole time and not being able to move?
Certainly. To play a disabled character made me nervous for a couple of reasons at the outset. Before I'd accepted the role and I was meeting with Ben Lewin, who wrote and directed this script based on an essay by Mark O'Brien called On Seeing a Surrogate that Ben had stumbled across online and thought would be a great idea for a movie. Anyway, when Ben and I met, the first question that I asked him was, why not a disabled actor to play the role?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize until I met Ben that evening that he was on crutches and disabled and a polio survivor himself. He told me that he'd spent several years interviewing and auditioning able-bodied actors, differently abled actors, to try to find his Mark O'Brien, and just for many reasons kind of hadn't. So there was certainly an altruistic part of me that cares about other people and thinks of the disabled acting community as underrepresented, but there's also a more selfish, self-serving idea that I didn't think I would be as possibly, you know, good, or certainly not as qualified to play the role. But again, Ben put his trust in me, and I'm glad he did. So it was to attempt to portray this guy with a twisted, polio-ravaged body and a very distinctive voice, informed by the fact that he breathed differently from us. That's what an iron lung does, is breathe for you.
Mm-hmm.
There were survivors of Mark to talk to. There was Cheryl Cohen Green, who's portrayed by Helen Hunt in the film. I got to speak to her, as Susan Fernbach, who's portrayed by Robin Weigert in the film, Mark's surrogate and lover, respectively. Both those women I was able to talk to in person, and that was very informative. And also a woman named Jessica Yu made a film, a short documentary about Mark's life that won the Academy Award in the mid-90s called Breathing Lessons, and I ended up really leaning on that film to try to figure out how to portray Mark physically. I like being specific, and that film was a short documentary. It was just full of specifics about Mark. I didn't have to make things up. I could just try to really emulate who he was, because there's a lot of obviously truth in those details. So I saw Mark's body on screen and tried to twist my frame into something representative, and also tried to really find his literal speaking voice. Again, I like being specific, but I also wanted those who survive him to see as much of their relative or friend in what I'd done as possible. I learned to type with a mouth stick. I practiced at home and just built my own little mouth stick and to turn pages of a book and to dial the telephone. It's mentioned several times in the script that Mark's spine is horribly curved, and certainly Jessica Yu's film showed that. So I conceived of and helped make a soccer ball-sized piece of foam wrapped with duct tape that I put midway under the left side of my back to approximate the curvature of Mark's spine. And I guess that's kind of the beginning of the physical preparation.
John, I know you have another appointment to get to, so I'm going to let you go, not keep you beyond our allotted time. But I just want to say before I do say goodbye that I love your work, and I've been thrilled to see your face increasingly appearing on the large and small screen over the last few years. And I wish you continued success, and I have the selfish hope that I'll keep getting to see more of you.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. I appreciate that so much, and thanks for your time today.
Of course. Thank you, John. Have a great day.
Thanks, Sarah. Bye.
John Hawkes stars in two films at this year's Woodstock Film Festival: The Sessions, distributed by Fox Searchlight, and Arcadia from Poisson Rouge Pictures and Deviant Films in association with Mad Rose Productions and Shrink Media Entertainment. The Sessions is screening tonight at 9:30 at the Rosendale Theater and at Upstate Films Woodstock at 9:30 on Saturday. Arcadia shows at the Rosendale Theater at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday and at 2 p.m. at Upstate Films Woodstock on Sunday. To learn more, visit woodstockfilmfestival.com, woodstockfilmfestival.com. Arcadia is also screening next weekend at the Williamstown Film Festival. If you're in that part of our region, their website is williamstownfilmfest.com. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.